from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The score!
Rush 4. Lamar trying to make magic happen. Throw it in zone! Right way! 2 feet down! Yes! Touchdown! What a play! Isaiah Likely! No!
They're enough to overturn.
Oh, that's on. That's on the line, isn't it? You think?
Terry McCauley is going to have to make this call, but it looks like that toe's on the line, Terry.
I agree completely.
Oh. And you're going to hear this crowd go crazy with the call from John Hockley.
The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over. Kansas City has won.
Now, all of you, go home. I'm Sean Hockley. Okay.
He's got a ways. This is something you know that you are really in the zeitgeist somewhere as a refereeing family. When that game is on, and my wife walks in and out of the corner of her mouth, she sees Sean Hockley and she goes, "Hit the weights, son."
Okay.
I was like, "Wait, did you just say what I thought you said?" She's like, "I know who that is."
Beth has really kind of become a football meatball.
Yeah, but she looks at her, "Hit the weights, son." Like, wow. Oh, I thought I was married to that eel for a moment.
That.
Wife pack that.
But dangerous. You've been watching football.
You got been around the game a long time. It was so good.
I think he actually was on with Mac. Coach Mac was on with Mac, I think, this week.
But this entertainment product, it is so flawed, but it never somehow it never disappoints. It's like what I say about the game Sorry. The way the board game Sorry, it's one of, I think, the best designed board game, in that no matter how big a lead anybody has ever, it always comes down to the wire. There's never a blowout in Sorry if you have four players playing.
I can't remember the last time I played Sorry.
It's a great game with four people playing. No, there's no lead is safe. It always comes down to the wire. And somehow this NFL, amid all the dollars that are wagered on everything and all the variants.
Here's your one score game.
Always.
Well, about 50% of the time. You know, that's
wild.
Yeah, it really is.
How many baseball games like, oh, it's 5-0 in the first? All right. They could come back, but the chances are extremely low.
That was there's a lot of fun stuff. Like the Chiefs' first scoring drive, incredible. The Ravens and what they might be able to do with their power run game. They're pulling.
Well, Tyler Linderbaum is really good.
Oh,
he's so, what, here it is again though. Where's ours? Where's ours? Where's our center that blocks one guy to his left, disengages, runs two gaps around to the right, and is leading? Come on.
They also, Ravens, stick to the run game. They did this in the AFC Championship last year, too. They just, I know there's a lot of penalties. So they're kind of behind the sticks, but stick to it. A lot of their rushing yards was just Lamar being Lamar. Like, they have to stick to the run game because that's why they lost, part of why they lost the Chiefs. They just stopped running the ball.
Yes and no. Here are the things I'm encouraged about. Like, if you're a Baltimore fan, I thought that Lamar Jackson did a nice job of threading the needle between using what he has got, and he didn't play out of sorts. I thought times in the AFC title game, he was a little out of sorts. He was almost too controlled in the pass game until late.
Well, he missed some open.
He missed some throws, but that's when he was kind of on tilt a little bit. But early on, I'm like, man, he is really taking these layups. He is totally settling for run after catch, getting the ball to his playmakers and allowing them to make plays. And then when he's asked to make a play, he's doing it. But that's stuff where they're pulling the entire backside of the play, and they're getting them out in front and getting to the second level. And then it's like, hey, we've got a hat on a hat plus Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
That's when the numbers change.
Good luck.
Like, we're even, and he's got the ball.
Right. That guy's got the ball, and he, you know, lost some weight because he wanted to be faster, if that's, like, even a thing for Lamar Jackson. He finished with 122 rushing yards, averaged 7.6 yards per carry. He finished with 273 passing yards, had that really beautiful long pass for 49 yards in the game. They're going to be a problem once they figure out how to give Derrick Henry his opportunities.
Can I bring up one other thing from last night?
Sure.
Did you see the dog food commercial?
No. Okay, so I saw a bunch of people, including you, reacting to it. What happened in the commercial?
It's awful.
Is it a sad commercial? Is it basically like the... On the wings of an angel.
No, there's a middle-aged man who is refereeing a football game, and everybody hates him, and everybody's shouting horrible things at him, and the players are yelling at him, and it's raining, and he gets in his crappy car in the dark and the rain, and he drives home to his crappy house, and he goes in, and his dog is there, and he opens up the food, and his dog eats the food.
Okay. Well, then what?
That's it.
So even though his life sucks, his dog's eating good?
Good. Yeah. In the neighborhood at Applebee's?
Right, but it's just, and you're just left sort of bereft. It's like, oh, that poor man.
He's poor, putting all his money into this good-ass dog food.
But he's got his...
I wasn't thinking that. Why is he spending so much money on gourmet dog food?
It sounds like it was made poorly, but... Maybe the whole point was, even this guy has a friend, and his friend is his dog.
See, I feel like,
yeah,
but I'm with Lawrence. Like, they could. I feel like I'm getting the spirit of what they were going for.
The execution was just bad.
The execution was poor.
But
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, you're watching it. You're like, oh, that doesn't. It just. I wanted to sort of crawl in a hole afterward.
Well, maybe it allows people to see referees in a different way. And they'll start treating them better because he can only go home to his dog that only loves him and not a family that loves him and the dog.
I know.
Maybe the message is don't be a you know what to the ref.
Yeah, that's like the he gets us ad.
Yeah, that's different.
For the umpires.
Yes. Jesus
loves umpires too.
Or like the Latter-day Saints would do, here's how to be nice to people and don't be a p.
Yeah,
that would be a public service.
Coach, I stepped out of bounds. It's the championship game. And then he goes and tells the referee because he's a snitch. We trying to win.
Brought to you by snitchesgetstitches.com. I just thought it was, I don't know, just really, I was waiting for some, for a different feeling from it. Like maybe there's another part of the commercial. Maybe it's a wraparound kind of thing.
I think the idea is maybe the dog
talks to him and says everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what dogs do for us.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is.
This felt like the end of Star Is Born or something, where he's going to hang himself in the garage.
Yeah, I forget which comedian had it, but he always joked about like the lonely man dinner commercials. that it kind of feels that way, where it's like here's a guy just in a cabin by himself with his hungry man dinner.
Lonely man?
He called it lonely man.
Swanson's lonely man.
And maybe that guy wants to be like that though.
I look at it this way. I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and I can just go over and play with my guy Pudge.
Perfect. And then the dog.
But the thing is that if you're having a bad day and you see that happy little face that does zoomies when you walk in the room,
but the dog
feels great.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It was kind of morose.
Not for him.
I guess I come home and feed the dog.
He's going to come home.
That was a very Duke word you used.
The dog is going to die soon.
Let's not do that.
The universe
he's not going to die soon because he's giving him that good-ass food.
See, man. Now this is you trudging down your dark pathway here, Dan. Like, we got to bring him back.
Watch the ad.
Is this where your Bears angst started last night with this commercial?
No, it started with the end of the Matt Bowen interview. That's where it started. You should have seen his face when he walked out of here after that break.
Yeah, the Matt Bowen interview rattled me a little bit. But the 224.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He says, I watched it, and afterwards I said, well, that's really depressing.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
I think Studs is correct. They were going for something that's universal. Like, the idea of having a dog make your life better, no matter how bad a day you've had. The execution was just wrong.
The execution was, my life sucks, but the one good thing is my dog, so I give him good food. That was what it was.
Right.
Bad execution for sure.
When maybe what you show, and I didn't see the commercial, but maybe what you show is
you gotta see
the
it.
Guy comes home and he takes the dog for a run or a walk. And they're having like a good time. And then he feeds him the food.
This is, someone said the only plausible conclusion is that it's David Berkowitz's dog.
Oh.
Kill, 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 kill.
No, I think the idea is that dogs make things better. But they clearly didn't do a good job of showing that.
Now we have people coming for the Ohio commercial. I have a job. I also have a job.
Yeah.
Let's get married and have a small nondescript house in Ohio.
Yeah. That commercial is interesting also just because it's like, hey, you're new here. Yeah, I just got a job. And they, you know. What if they don't have anything in common? I mean, I guess they do because they end up getting married and
the truth is having
themselves a little mixed baby.
Young people are fleeing Ohio.
Yeah, that's why they're doing the commercial.
Because their laws suck. And all of their fabulous universities in that state, everything, all of the, you know, Denison and Oberlin and Kenyon and
OSU.
Wittenberg and OSU. I was starting with the little ones. And all of these great schools in Case Western, they're leaving as soon as they can. They get their degrees, but, and they get out.
Dan, that's why they're doing the commercials.
I know, but see, and that's why you got, oh, we have this lovely interracial couple. They're all adorable.
They dance together.
Happy and cosmopolitan. Where are you? Are you in Jim Jordan's district? Yeah.
Well,
what's the house across the street for you?
Maybe the house across the street is Craig Calcaterra's.
No, he moved downtown. The house across the street from where they are, it's got like the picture of a shirtless Trump shooting an M60.
Or maybe they got rejected because Dave Chappelle doesn't want them to have a house near him.
Right. And then maybe they need James Baldwin to show up like he did in Deerfield.
It's also the neighborhood where the sad guy with the sad dog lives, or the happy dog with the good food, but the guy's
Wait,
sad.
So was the dog happy?
Not really.
But the dog ate the food, right?
And then it kind of comes over and looks at the guy.
Yeah, because dogs are better than us. They know that he's had a rough day. So you come over there, you look at him, and you pet the dog, and everything's great.
I got a text from our guy who just said I was expecting murder suicide.
Jeez.
Maddie.
The way that you guys watch stuff is very different from the way.
No, everybody. There was a significant number of people watching the game who were like, what? What? I'm supposed to go buy something and I forgot because I'm too sad. I don't want to buy anything.
Get your Disparios here.
Uh-oh, Disparios.
What do you want to do? I think I'm going to sit here and drink hemlock for the rest of the night.
It's fine. It was a swing and a miss on the commercial is what it was. That's all. They should realize, though, that the thing is happy dogs make people happy. Like dogs in, you know what I saw last night? I was watching reels, and do you guys remember on Shark Tank when they had like come up with this dog seatbelt and the sharks couldn't stop laughing? So basically you just take your little dog and you have them like they're like a rocket pilot and they're just kind of sitting there and the sharks could not stop laughing. It was adorable. And they were like, are these dogs even happy? And they're like, look at them. Look at the smiles on their faces. They're going on a big trip. This guy over here, though. Jeez.
Watch it. We got it. Ray, can you find it on YouTube and play it for him during a break?
Yeah, I'll come in there and watch it. But I feel like I've got it. I feel like they tried to do something and they just failed. But I don't think that they were trying to make you sad. I think they were trying to say the referee has no friends but his best friend, so give the best friend the best food.
He can't afford it.
Wait, what?
He should buy the dog less expensive food and invest in a sensibly positioned mutual fund.
Well, I mean, I do think that that's not a terrible idea of the mutual fund, but that's his buddy, so he's going to take care of him. Tell him I'm going to go watch a commercial. Tell people what's next.
Joe Ostrowski is next, and he's going to make your life better on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
A daily sports betting show.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him. I got to tell you that much.
Joe Ostrowski brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS. Our wagertainment expert is on Twitter, at Joe Ostrowski, hosted BetQL Daily, Early Odds. He joins us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys?
I'm getting ready to figure out what my survivor pick is going to be. Okay. I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of interesting choices. We were joking with Kevin Fishbane earlier about the Bears being a sexy pick for the survivor pools this week, but we'll get to that. I want to ask you first about tonight, and what are the things that you're looking at when thinking about betting this game? Because first of all, like Dan and I were going over it, Sao Paulo is 3 hours ahead of us. Like, that's going to be a 9:15 kickoff locally.
So they both traveled, both teams traveled on Wednesday. So their body clocks should be all right. Where, you know, it's not like they go a week ahead of time. Sometimes we see Jacksonville do it with the London trips where they get acclimated to the local time. That's not really happening here. It's a quick trip for both teams. As far as betting it, the Eagles are favored by 2, and it's a high total of 49, higher than what we saw last night with Mahomes and Lamar. But I honestly am not betting it just because I'm very high on the Eagles this season, but there are so many unknowns as far as this game. On the Eagles side, you have two new coordinators. We know the defense was awful, but we're well aware how it takes a little time for Vic Fangio's defense to get going. It wasn't working last year in Miami, and they ended up moving on. You don't have Kelce up front. How much are they going to run Hurts, which was an automatic touchdown last year? You bring in Saquon, so what's his role going to be? They're happy up in Green Bay that there's no more Joe Barry, but is it going to be the Jordan Love that we saw in the first half or the second half of the season? There's just a lot of things that made me stray away from this game. And Jalen Hurts, when he's a favorite on the road or a neutral spot, he does not have a very good record. So as far as the season, I do like the Eagles a lot this year. But as far as tonight, I really view it as a toss-up, so I'm not going
to
be betting it.
I'm kind of with you on that, Joe, and as it pertains to just like there's a lot of unknown also just with like – the stadium and how the stadium affects and the travel to the stadium.
That's what I was going
to
say. And not that you're not a sharp, but I think about what the sharps are going to be tracking the sleep and all of the time differences and the body clock stuff. And how would anybody know because this is largely uncharted?
Yeah, totally. Totally. And with that Packers new defensive coordinator who's coming from college, hasn't done this before. And here you go against this Eagles offense. So, yeah, maybe it's something you get involved in during the game. Like, let's say one team jumps out ahead, since I do think they're pretty close. And being early in the year with so many unknowns, maybe you get value on one side where I would take a team as a dog there. But as far as pregame, I'm not interested. Maybe we get scoring. I would point to that because of the defensive issues with both sides. And you have these two quarterbacks. But not one of the games that I'm really all that interested. Good game, but as far as betting goes, not really.
What about last night? Was there anything from last night that popped out to you?
A reminder for betting about how important it is to get the best of the number. So on our show, we were big on the under 47. Not under 46.5. If you have under 46.5, that's a loser. If you get the 47, at least you get your money back. I mean, they're just on it from the outset. So it closes 46. We get 47 points in the game. And that last play, the last play of the game, decided it all. It's not a situation, well, we'll see. Maybe Kansas City wins by 3 in overtime. No, because Harbaugh was going for it.
He was.
So if likely is in, the Ravens are covering the point spread. They're either going to lose by one or they're going to win by one. And it, Kansas City, it felt like they were in control of the game. They end up winning. But again, it comes down to the very end. With Lamar and the weight loss and the running, I was curious how much he was going to run. And it's not set. Like, maybe this is a one-off, an important matchup to them. They're thinking, okay, this could be a tiebreaker down the line for maybe the number one seed and getting that bye. I wonder if Lamar's going to run as much as he did last night with that. For fantasy, for props, likely looks like the dude. Not just with those almost two touchdowns last night, but he was getting a ton of targets. That was really interesting. And, you know, something else that we talked a lot about on the show today is Reed dialed up some stuff for Worthy. And, man, is he explosive. That's a weapon. What they have on offense, that's better than what Mahomes has had in the past few years.
Yep.
That's scary. Like, the starters that they had last year are now the backups. And Rice is still his guy. And, you know, Kelsey, he always balls out when it's time. We went through this last year where he didn't do much, but then in the playoffs, he flipped that switch. It had me thinking, and Roma Dunze can be part of this conversation, had me thinking about the other rookie receivers starting out this weekend and how the coaches, maybe you're not going to get a touchdown price this week, you know, compared to later in the year when word is out, okay, yeah, they're going to be involved with the offense. Because there's a lot of good prices on guys like Harrison, Neighbors, Rome, Brian Thomas, Keon Coleman for the Bills. I think these receivers drafted first round, early second. It wouldn't surprise me if they have a big role this weekend.
What are the markets telling us now about the state of Bears exuberance? We were tracking it with all the off-season excitement, but now things get real. And now even fans, even people who are excited about their team, start looking at an actual game and matchups and tendencies, etc. Does it start to cool off a little bit of the silliness?
The pros are pushing against that last 48 hours. They're in on the Titans. They're in on the over. So early in the week, that certainly looked enticing with the Bears offense and the additions there and the changes that the Titans are going to have too. Like, the other side of this game, as far as playing the total, is it's not ground and pound Tennessee anymore. They are going to be slinging it with Levis and the weapons that he has. And they think that they have a much better offensive line. That's been the weakness of that team. You bring in Callahan. They spent their last two first-round picks on offensive linemen. So their offense is going to be really intriguing as well. So the pros are saying scoring. I'm not saying go over 45. They went over 43.5. And the number is what always matters. And they've bet the Titans. It got to 4.5 the other day, and then it was dropped to 4. And guys, now it's 3.5. The Bears are the favorite, so they're betting on that. And I also heard that a lot of sharper guys were betting on Will Levis, week one passing leader at 28-1, and Titans most points on Sunday at 45-1.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, those are long shot plays, but they're saying, okay, maybe the market isn't caught up to what the Titans are going to do. It's not the Vrabel, Derrick Henry, run-heavy offense anymore. It's going to be so much passing. And then, yes, it is a tough matchup, and that's why you get a good number on stuff like that. But they're viewing the numbers as being wrong, so, hey, we'll just bet into that.
I want to go back to Roma Dunze for a second, because if you look at his situation, it's unique compared to the other rookie wide receivers, where he is going to be, at least to start things off, the number three guy on this team. But if you look at specifically what Tennessee has at corner, you would go, oh, well, they've got two guys that you would go, okay, match those two guys up with the two pros that the Bears have, which might mean that Roma Dunze is going to have an opportunity to go against a third or a fourth corner. And maybe he is the right play for Caleb Williams in this game and gets more opportunities than we might think he's going to get.
And you look at the drop-off after Rome. He's going to be on the field a whole lot. a whole lot. See, that's the thing. People hear, oh, number three receiver, maybe the snap count isn't going to be as high, but I expect him to be on the field a ton. And that's what I was talking about with these rookie receivers, where it's tough. There's a quick reaction. This might be the only time all year where you get Rome 3-1 to score a touchdown in the game. It might be the only time all year where you can get Adunze at over 41.5 receiving yards, because there's going to be such a reaction to the performances if it's in the positive sense. So yeah, I agree with that. Looking at Rome props, that's the first thing that really jumped out to me as far as this game this weekend.
What's happening on the coach of the year odds front?
Yeah, so I think what's interesting is now it feels to me like the established coaches that have had a lot of success, that many people expect to have success this year, maybe there's value there. Historically, betting into that market, it's just you're looking for the new guy. You're looking for the team that's going to exceed expectations. It's going to be the big surprise, maybe a worst to first kind of scenario. And right now they're in lockstep. It's Eberflus and Jim Harbaugh, co-favorites at every sports book. They're right there. And then third, another one, a team that I do believe in this year that's going to take a step forward. It's just how much. Mike McDonald, he's a third favorite out in Seattle, where he's going to work with that defense. And then they bring in the Washington OC from last year to take over the Seahawks. So that's going to be interesting. They have some good talent there. LaFleur is in the conversation as well. Raheem Morris, D'Amico Ryans didn't get it last year. Mm-hmm. It came down to a tiebreaker, and it goes to Stefanski in the end. There's some belief there. Shane Steichen, what if the Colts win the AFC South? He's going to be in that conversation. He's viewed as one of the better offensive minds. But as far as it overall, it's interesting. It's like, the guys, okay, you're in a winning situation now. Nah, you're not the hot name. Dan Campbell's 25-1. This guy was favored for like two straight years almost to win that award. I mentioned the Eagles. Like, you have Sirianni. Sirianni's 50-1 for coach of the year. So the teams that are expected to do well, they're long shots as far as coach of the year, because it goes to the hot name, the surprise that we were not expecting.
Can you bet first coach fired?
Isn't Eberflus like one of the odds-on favorites there too?
That's what I was going to ask, because I happen to be looking, part of my weekly routine, I always read Drew McGarry's Jamboree on Defector, and he has a segment of it called Fire This A-Hole. And he's got Matt Eberflus listed as the very first name of the potential 2024 chopping block.
And so yeah.
It's amazing to me that the guy was a co-favorite to be coach of the year and thought of as potentially the first fired.
That's the most Chicago thing, isn't it? Wow. Like, based on what happens in week one, they're going to be saying either he's the coach of the year or you need to fire this guy immediately.
Which the Bears don't do. And then everyone's going to say, well, the Bears don't fire coaches midseason.
Yeah, exactly. The favorite last I checked, I'm pulling it up at the moment because this bet is not available with a lot of the apps that many people have. You've got to go offshore for this one, but it's an interesting conversation, is Dennis Allen. He's the favorite.
Okay, but that makes sense.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a dumpster fire this year, but they get the Carolina Panthers, which could be good for them. Dennis Allen's a favorite. I think Eberflus has been a top five guy, a top five favorite, and he's also the co-favorite, as you mentioned.
Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It is. McCarthy's up there. Here it is. Dennis Allen's a favorite. Daboll's a second favorite. McCarthy third. Sirianni fourth. And then the sixth favorite is Eberflus at 12-1.
Okay. Let you know what's at stake. Is there anything outside of Bears Titans that you're looking forward to this weekend?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's going to be awesome. Like, there's a lot of games that I'm looking forward to. I'll throw this out
there.
One
to Joe Ostrowski, really.
That's true.
I mean, come on. Yes. Yeah. Another week of college. Week one of the NFL.
Dylan Raiola versus Coach Prime and the boys.
By the way, about an hour ago, the pros went off and bet Colorado. That number moved from Nebraska being favored by 7.5 down to 6.5. To cut through that key number of 7, that means some serious money. Serious money was coming in. One week, one bet that hits a lot, is divisional home dogs. And we've got one in the AFC South. The Texans are favored by 3 at the Indianapolis Colts. Since 2012, and I am not a big trends player because a lot of it, it's garbage where you're reaching for stuff, different players, different coaches, all that kinds of stuff. But divisional home dogs since 2012, they are 17-4 against the number. So the Colts are a 3-point home dog. A lot of people forget how good Anthony Richardson looked in the first month of last year, and that CJ Stroud actually lost in week one, as amazing as his season was. And by the way, the Texans are starting a couple of rookies in that secondary, not talked about a whole lot. So the Colts plus 3, that's a sharp look for sure.
Joe, as always, we appreciate you. Have fun tonight and this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Better believe it. Thanks, guys.
That's Joe Ostrowski. High Noon is next. There was a story I mentioned in passing yesterday that I actually went back and read the particulars of it, and I think I've changed my mind about it, and it's something I think if I were this guy, I would do.
I'm going to go Barry Horowitz and pat myself on the back because there's a statistical story that I was expecting, and I'm glad to see that it is bared out that way.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High Noon?
It's your last High Noon of the week. The next time there's a High Noon will be Tuesday, because Monday is going to be a football Monday on this station.
You better believe it.
One way or another. You know what there's going to be? Strong feelings.
Yes.
And potential chicken.
And are we doing that this year?
Well, why not? Thrown it out there. I don't even eat chicken.
Do we have is it sponsored?
I don't think so, but there is a Popeyes right down the street.
Okay.
So, you know,
I thought maybe somebody, one of our salespeople busted a grape.
I'm just throwing it out there.
It's possible that we could be given that like Monday morning. Guys,
by the way,
we sold Victory Chicken.
Be nice. We just started with me sharing some Bears anxiety here just because everything's feeling a little bit too perfect.
Just being Dan.
Just setting up too well. I don't know. And Bill Belichick might agree with me.
Yep.
And then Montez Sweat says, nah, he's getting ready to eat. Getting ready to hunt, get his hands on the quarterback. Kevin Fishbane was terrific. We discussed last night's game. We also talked about Kevin Warren apparently believing he's the de facto mayor of Chicago and the way he talks about what his goals are.
I think that he thinks he's the mayor of Chicago sports.
Maybe that's what, that's or the commissioner of Chicago sports or something like that. And Joe Ostrowski gave you your tips.
It's So I remember being on the rally over on Stadium, and Annie Costable was there. We had a great time talking WNBA, and we were talking about the Olympic break. And one of the questions was, who do you think the Olympic break is going to help the most? Like, will it help the Aces, for example? And I was like, no, it's going to help Caitlin Clark, because Caitlin Clark has been full go since last October. And I don't mean like all of the rookies have been that way. But considering her popularity, there's a little extra burden that's been on her like this whole
time. More than a little.
So her not making the Olympic team, I thought it was bad for the WNBA in the way that homegirl's about to get some sleep. And she did. This is Caitlin Clark's lines in the last 8 games that she's played since they've come back from the Olympics. 24-10, 10-3. 28-4-12, 31-4-12, 19-5-5, 19-7-7, 29-5-10, 23-5-9, 23-5-8.
Ooh, okay.
The rookie of the year race is over. Caitlin Clark's going to get votes for MVP, and she should.
I saw the headline and I thought,
All right. So a guy chugged 24 ounces of ranch dressing in 13 seconds.
Was it Will Levis?
No, I thought, all right.
That's mayo.
Now,
oh, good point.
And the headline was, all right, I was like, that sounds like it's, I mean, I love ranch dressing, but I'm very particular about, because there's the differences between good ranch dressing and bad ranch dressing, and I know what I like, and I know why I like it, and sometimes you catch a brick, and sometimes you know that it's just, like, it's, again, Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, not only do they have great chicken strips, they have great ranch dressing.
And great pizza.
Yes. So
17th, we're there. But, what day are we there?
But to match all that up is really living. So here's what happened. This is Belding, Michigan, and it's a restaurant called the Harmful, and it's R-O-E-S-T-E-R. So it's roaster or rooster, but it's spelled weird. Harmful roaster maybe. So he won a contest.
They tried to snuff the rooster.
He chugged 24 ounces.
I tried to snuff the rooster.
I know the song. I'm not going to sing it.
Sing it.
13 seconds.
Yeah.
He's one of 12 contestants. And he said he's not any sort of competitive eater. His name is Zach Orvis. He said the prizes were too good to turn down. He said, I just set my mind on the prize, and I went with this attitude. I said, it's going to be easy. When they said go, I just started and didn't stop until it was gone. And he also said, my wife thinks it's disgusting. My wife thinks it's absolutely disgusting. And she's of course, she's probably right. But here's what he won. He gets free wings every Wednesday through football season into the spring. Free wings.
Free wings.
So how many...
Yeah,
how many?
What is constitutes it like they give him
12,
an order?
Yeah, they give him like 12 wins, or is it unlimited on Wednesdays in perpetuity in the football season?
I don't know. It wouldn't be in perpetuity. It would just be until the spring.
I misspoke.
But he said a $100 gift card to the restaurant and a one-off wing buffet with three friends.
Damn.
Right? Like, I think about this. Depending on how far I live from there... And how convenient it would be to have a Wednesday be wing day, Taco Tuesday, Wednesday wings, whatever it might be. But
if Popeyes offered you this, you'd be there in a heartbeat.
Well, I've got a workaround now.
No, I mean like specifically the one where you got the lady fired from.
Yeah, but I've got a workaround now.
He's got another one?
Of course he does.
Just I'm not going to get anybody fired now, but I know the code.
I feel like, by the way, like since we are talking about Victory Chicken, I'm going to use the power of the airwaves for a second. If you're someone who does run a Popeyes and you would like to be our Victory Chicken people, we would, this show, more than any other, would love a partnership with Popeyes.
I want you, and you can check my history on my Popeyes app to know how dedicated. If you want to look at points, if you want to look at spending, if you want, you can check me. I will show you. I will show you purchase history in my Popeyes app.
We can connect you with the right people. We can figure the whole thing out. Lawrence.Holmes@Odyssey.com. Just email me. If you run a Popeyes, you run a chicken place, and you want to be the Victory Chicken of the midday show here at The Score, hit us up.
If you can get me some new paving stones from our front yard, clean out the gutters.
If you manage the Heralds on Milwaukee and you want to bring us some Yardbird, or if you manage the restaurant Yardbird and you want to bring us some chicken, hit us up.
If you do a battery-powered sump pump, call Jesse. Put him in touch.
Or that. That is High Noon. We do it every day around this time.
Here on a Football Friday, brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, and is presented by your local Ford dealers and It's Not a Game, Illinois.com.
We've got a treat for you. Some Bears royalty is going to join us to talk about the upcoming season and something that you can get your kids. Matt Forte is next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh.
You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.